From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, director of St. Mark's. Welcome.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So, when you are baptized in this church, we bring you in here and we present you, and then we do an exorcism. Thank you. I have made that joke 4 times today, and you are the first people to laugh at what we do at a baptism. I like to bring that up in the Episcopal Church because we're known as the Frozen Chosen, and we don't do anything exciting except when we baptize, when we do an exorcism. But we do. We do 3 renunciations and 3 affirmations. We renounce Satan. We renounce all the evil. We renounce sinful desire. We turn to Jesus. We put our trust in Him. And it's a wonderful moment because after that, we ask the rest of the congregation to stand up. And we ask the congregation, the church, to, if they will do all in their power to uphold this person in his or her baptism. And we all say we will. And then we turn the page and we all go through a series of belief statements, what we believe about God, what we believe about Jesus, what we believe about the Holy Spirit, and then what we will do with that belief, how we will act on that. And we say, we ask for God's help when we do it. It's an amazing moment, our baptisms. I am discovering that I am not as smart as I was when I was 40. Which means that I'm on a downhill slide of smart, that I wasn't as smart as I was when I'm 30. We've been laughing that I am sort of the Joseph Biden of West University Place, because as I slowly get older, I keep making gaffes and inappropriate comments that my whole family sort of rolls their eyes. On 2 nights ago, on Friday night, I was working on my computer, and suddenly this message popped up that I needed to call this 1-800 number immediately. My whole computer froze, and I had to call the number, call Apple. So I call, and I get to talk to Sam. And I'm a really smart guy, and I'm talking to Sam, and I'm like, well, this all makes sense, Sam. And he's like, I would like to have access to your computer. Here are my credentials. Sure, Sam, come on to my computer, wherever it is you are. So Sam comes onto my computer and begins to move my mouse around, showing me that I'm about 93% hacked and I was about to lose all my data, and that all I had to do right now was buy a Cisco product for $1,250. And he was ready to do that. What's my name? Oh, my name is Patrick Miller. What's your address? 3514 Carondo Corp. What, is this your phone? Yes, that's my phone number. Well, will you put your information? Yes, I will. And here I go. I have my credit card, 3726. He's like, oh, hold on. we can't take American Express. What? No, we can't take American Express for anything under $2,000. And it's like, Apple doesn't take American Express? And suddenly I got smart again. I'm like, Sam, you don't take American Express. No, but you're about to lose your data. I'm like, well, not if I turn off my internet. Ah, my whole family rolled their eyes. I've never been more embarrassed. We were in a dinner party, and Allison was so mad. My son Henry is 17, and he's like, oh, God, you're dumb. And I'm like, oh, I am Joseph Biden, dumb man of West University Place. Ah. And as I get older and less smart, I'm noticing I'm more opinionated than ever. I have all of my opinions. And these opinions are okay. They're what I believe, but they're opinions. So I have some opinion. I have an opinion about the shootings in El Paso and Dayton. And my opinion comes from a singer-songwriter named John Prine. Jesus doesn't like killing, no matter what the reasons for. Jesus doesn't like killing. And Jesus especially doesn't like killing if it's, I'm shooting you because you're Latino, or because you happen to be out late. That's my opinion. I have another opinion about our current rhetoric, the way we talk at each other. I was visiting with a really smart person who's a professor and also a really bright economist, and we were talking, and he said that he had talked to a reporter from Holland, and he asked her what she was doing, a tour of the United States, and he asked her what she had learned, and she said, it was really interesting. I was asking these people in California about what was going on, and they were deriding people from Kentucky, and she said, have you ever been to Kentucky? And the people were like, no, but I know. We're disconnected, and we're yelling at each other. And Twitter is not connection. We're the most connected the human race has ever been, and we're the most disconnected the human race has ever been. And we don't stop to be connected. Holding someone's hand is connection. Looking someone in the eye when you're talking to them is a connection. Listening to somebody is a connection. It's my opinion we're extremely disconnected. I have another opinion, and it's interesting, but I've been away, I've been on vacation, and I've been thinking about various aspects of my life and talking with people, and I have several friends who are at the end of their lives, and it's interesting, near the end of your life, time becomes a very, very compressed thing. It's not like we're planning for next year, it's actually we're planning for today. And suddenly I realize that my prayers should change. And do I have enough for today? Do I have enough food and love? Do I have enough a place to sleep? Do I have shelter from storms? I have enough for today. And as I was thinking about I have enough for today, I realized it's my opinion. Now we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. St. Mark's has been here for 80 years. It bookends sort of World War II and Gulf War II. It bookends the Great Depression and the Great Recession. We've been here for 80 years. And how I know we're going to be okay is that we have argued about everything there can be argued about. We've argued about whether or not there should be candles on the altar, whether or not there should not be candles on the altar. We've argued about should so-and-so be a priest or should so-and-so not be a priest. We've argued about, oh my gosh, that person has AIDS. Oh my goodness, there's a transgendered person here. Oh my goodness, there's a black person. Oh my God, a woman priest. Oh my God, we don't have any money. Oh my God, we do have money. I don't like the women of the church or the men of the church. The kids aren't coming to church anymore. And oh my goodness, we should have screens. No, we shouldn't have screens. Yes, we should have screens. And if we don't have screens, no one's going to come to church. They're only going to go to Starbucks. We do have money. We found some money. No, we don't have any money again. I don't know how we're going to survive. And yet, you're here tonight. The doors are open. The music's playing. We're safe. We're here. We're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. I was fascinated when I talked to you earlier about the exorcism business. What made me think of it was when I was working on this, I was reading the gospel, and I have this great program where I can click on a word, and it'll tell me what it means in Greek and how many times it's used and what the family of the verb or the noun comes from, and it's really great. You can all have it. It's called thebible.org. Download it on your phone, and you can look right at it and go for it. And I clicked on the word possession, and there's no word. And I click on the word possession again, and there's no word, and I'm like on my phone going, what is it? So I went to the computer that Sam tried to steal, and I clicked on possession, and I'm like, oh, it's used 62 times. It means your being. You. Your first possession. The thing you have. Yourself. When you were little babies, your parents handed you to the priest. The priest baptized you. The godparents said they'd do these things. And they gave them to you when you were confirmed. Your possessions. Sell it. Give yourself away. Jesus isn't about killing. Jesus is about giving yourself away. Jesus is about connection. Jesus is about this church. Jesus is about letting go of your possessions, yourself, being free, having life, and having it abundantly. Because this church you're in, we renounce Satan. We renounce sin. We renounce evil. We turn to Jesus. We put our trust in Jesus. We set our hearts on Jesus. And we do this so that when generations look back at us, they also will know it's going to be okay. Amen.
I heard there was a secret chord David played, and it pleased the Lord. You don't really care for music, do ya? Goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.